Check one, check two, check three. This is a Kingsport test. Check one, check two, check three, check four. This is a Kingsport Axeman test. Check nine, check 10, check 11. This is a Kingsport test. Good evening and welcome to Bowen Field for tonight's game between the visiting Kingsport Axemen and the Bluefield Ridge Runners. First pitch was originally set for 5:30 p.m., but now we are an hour past that. And first pitch will be at approximately 7 o'clock. Drew Hoover on the mound for the Axemen, Brandon Arnold for the Ridge Runners. Kingsport enters tonight on a three-game win streak since losing eight in a row, while Bluefield has lost seven straight. Start of the year 19-13, and have dropped below 500 to 19-20 with a very frustrating 10-0 loss last night for them. Entering tonight, Kingsport has three players tied for the most extra base hits on the team with Sefcik, Swinney, and Zyrus. Swinney will not be in the lineup tonight. A rare missed start for him. But Jack Torbett is back in, playing for the second straight game. Newhan will be at shortstop. And then Sefcik, instead of being the designated hitter, will be at third base. Quite a few changes made by Bluefield. They were missing their offensive stars yesterday, including Trey Keels, who leads the team in runs scored with 28, and Alex Wright, who leads the team in runs batted in with 27, and then Noah Smith, who leads the team in qualified average with 314. So, look, yes, they got shut out, only recorded three hits, all singles, didn't have a single runner in scoring position, but it must be taken into consideration that the Ridge Runners were missing their best players. The returners, though, Grossington, Stanzioni, Jaden Brown, and Alex Merritt. So just four returning players from yesterday's lineup for the Ridge Runners. Kingsport starting to stretch, as well as Bluefield. Well, at first pitch at around 7 o'clock, Axeman Ridge Runners. Kingsport willing to get within potentially a game from second place. Johnson City taking on Elizabethan right now, and that's a tie game in the top of the fourth inning. We'll keep a keen eye on that throughout the game. Hello and welcome to Bowen Field in beautiful Bluefield in Virginia. I love this place. First time back since the first road trip of 2022 for the Axemen. That was the team that, of course, won the championship, started the year 8-0, including a pair of wins at Bluefield. I will never forget Jake Perry, Kingsport legend, hitting a three-run home run in that series opener. Well, tonight, Kingsport looks to win its fourth straight game It would be the second time this season the Axemen went on such a win streak. Drew Hoover on the mound for the Axemen, Brandon Arnold for the Ridge Runners. Storylines entering tonight. Kingsport has won three straight since losing eight straight, and Bluefield, since starting the year 19-13, has dropped seven in a row and are now under 500. First pitch will be at about 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Notable streaks entering tonight. Well, Cal Sefcik has virtually all of them, and he has quite a few that have taken the league by storm. First of all, he's on a league-best six-game RBI streak. He's on a league-best eight-game hit streak. He's on a league-best four-game extra base streak. And he has scored in three straight games, and he has reached base safely in 14 straight games. So he can kill three birds with one stone if he can get an RBI extra base hit. So keep that in mind. If Sefcik gets an RBI extra base hit, he extends his league-best hit streak, league-best RBI streak, and league-best extra base hit streak. He has been a force to be reckoned with. If he doesn't win Player of the Week, then you may as well disband the award. Managers Rick Adair and Drew Doche meet at home plate. We are just about ready to go from Bluefield. It's been a long, long wait. First pitch was set for 5:30, 7 o'clock. Look, to me, 90 minutes is a long time, so deal with it. It's really a shame that we don't get to go to Bluefield more often. It's just, it's such a beautiful park. It, you know, the community really revolves around the Ridge Runners during the summer, and the backdrop in the outfield, all the mountains, the trees, it's beautiful. I think it's even better to have nature in the background than buildings and skyscrapers. All natural, baby. Starting lineup for the Axemen, leading off in right field, Josh Campos. Batting second, the left fielder, R.J. Johnson, Jr. First baseman hitting third, Devin Zyrus. Batting cleanup, the third baseman, Cal Sefcik. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Tyler Myatt, who had a pinch hit single yesterday. Playing second base and batting sixth, Jack Torbett. Shortstop hitting seventh, Nico Newhan. Catching and batting eighth, Thatcher, the catcher, Poteet. And batting ninth, center fielder Tyree Jackson. And I'm looking at the field right now. We're about almost just about 10 minutes from first pitch. And I see Josh Campos already, who is the leadoff man, of course, taking swings in the on-deck circle. This is the Kingsport that we saw in the middle of the season, winning four games in a row. And these guys are just ready to play baseball. Long wait. Got to the park relatively late at about 3:40, so under 2 hours before game time, which for players, usually you want to get there at least about 2.5 hours before, but didn't end up mattering because the game got delayed so much, 90 minutes. Kingsport enters tonight at 18-21 overall, third place in the Appy League West, while the Ridge Runners at 19-20 overall are fourth place in the Appy League East, 5.5 games back from first place. The dimensions at Bowen Field and Bluefield. To right field, 335, to left field, 335, and then center field, 390. Kingsport wearing its road orange jerseys. The Axemen have won three straight games wearing the orange at home. Two against Johnson City and one against Bluefield yesterday. Last night, top to bottom, by far the greatest game the Axemen have played all year. a 10-0 shutout victory. It was the first time this year. Just reading a funny text. It was the first time this year that Kingsport recorded a shutout win. It was their largest win of the season. A 10-0 win, and Kingsport pitchers for the first time this season did not walk a single batter in the game. We come to Bluefield one more time after tonight, and that will be on July 30th. It's the second to last game of the season. Again, we're keeping a keen eye on, and Elizabethan has taken the lead over Johnson City. Things you love to see. They were down 2-0 and have scored 3 unanswered. A Cade Huff RBI double scored Carlos Irizarry. And it would really be nice to see the River Riders win tonight with an Axemen win and a Doughboys loss. Kingsport is within one game of second place. After that Burlington loss, when Kingsport dropped to 4 games out of second place, it was starting to feel like a lost season. But then something changed that night. Something of the unknown. Johnson City came to town, a pivotal 2-game series, originally scheduled to be a 3-game set. Kingsport blew them out 12-5 in the first game, recording a single-game season-high 16 hits. And then in the next game, Johnson City led 3-1 entering the bottom of the ninth inning. There were bases empty with one out. Mason Swinney faced a 2-strike pitch, walked on the very next pitch. Game-tying 2-run shot from Sefcik, and the Axemen ended up winning the tiebreaker. The Ridge Runners starting to take the field. This should be a fun game. A 7-inning Sunday. On the road this season, the Axemen have a 7-10 road record, and then at home, 11-11. The Ridge Runners take the field wearing their home whites, white jerseys, white pants, black caps, blue brims. They look a lot like the Memphis Tigers, and the Axemen, I would say, look more like Boise State. Tyree Jackson and Nico Newhan entered tonight tied for the team lead with 9 multi-hit games, and then Sefcik and Swinney are tied for the team lead with 6 multi-run games. Time for the national anthem from Bowen Field. First pitch coming up next. This is the defensive alignment for the hosting Bluefield Ridge Runners. Starting pitcher, Brandon Arnold at first base. Joe Stanzioni at second base. Ben Martin at the hot corner. Noah Smith at shortstop. Chaz Grossington in left field. Alex Wright in center field. Trey Keels. And in right field, Alex Merritt. The starting catcher is Nick English. And the designated hitter is Jaden Brown. Even better news coming out of Elizabethan. 4-2 River Riders. So Elizabethan has scored four unanswered. Every game is crucial. Now, of course, you have to focus on your own games, but I'm allowed to peruse throughout. In the last two games, 10 of Kingsport's 16 hits have been for extra bases, eight doubles, and a pair of home runs. Yesterday, five of Kingsport's 11 hits were for two bags or more, all of which were doubles. Starting pitcher Brandon Arnold, in one start and eight relief outings, has allowed six runs, but five have been unearned in 13 and a third innings of work. Arnold has a 1.8 whip, 192 opponent average, and 52% strike rate. Arnold's most recent appearance was also his first start of the season. On July 14th versus Greenville, Arnold tossed 3 2/3 scoreless innings on two hits, a pair of walks, and six strikeouts. However, Arnold has thrown four wild pitches in his last three outings, and the backstop in Bluefield is extremely far back. It's the furthest backstop in the league in terms of distance from home plate to the backstop. Fun fact about Brandon Arnold. On December 15th, 2001, the day Arnold was born, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, known as one of the Seven Wonders of the World, reopened to the public after 11 years, and $27 million was spent stabilizing it to prevent collapse. Well, Bluefield is facing a collapse of its own. Seven losses in a row since starting the year 19-13. The Ridge Runners look to be contenders, but now below 500. We are ready to go. Josh Campos faces Brandon Arnold. First pitch from Bowen Field between the Axemen and Ridge Runners. Here it is. First offering is a ball high and inside. Campos is 3-for-18 this season with 8 walks, 4 stolen bases, and 6 strikeouts. The 1-0. Strike call. Last night, Campos became the first Kingsport hitter since 2014 to record 5 walks in a single game. He walked in all 5 plate appearances. The 1-1. Ball 2 up and in. The last player to do it was Vicente Lupo on August 15th of 2014. 2 balls and a strike on Campos. The pitch. High and outside, ball 3. Campos yesterday walked in all 5 plate appearances, stole a base, and scored a pair of runs. He has reached base safely in 11 of his last 21 plate appearances, which is a .524 on base percentage. The 3-1. Ball 4 upstairs. And Josh Campos has walked in 6 consecutive plate appearances. He walks on 5 pitches to begin tonight's game. Look, if I'm in Josh Campos' shoes, I have nothing to complain about. I'm fine reaching base safely, boosting my OBP and OPS. And he's a threat to steal bases. Brings up R.J. Johnson Jr. First pitch is a ball high and outside. Kingsport and Bluefield are scoreless on 7-inning Sunday. Johnson Jr., 15 for his first 48 at-bats, batting .313 with 2 RBIs and a dozen runs scored. The 1-0. Upstairs, ball 2. Johnson Jr. yesterday went 2-for-3 with a pair of walks, 3 runs scored, and a strikeout. He has reached base safely multiple times in 10 of his first 13 games. Campos leads off first base. He takes off. The 2-0 is high and outside. Throw down to second base is late, and Campos steals his 5th base of the season. Johnson Jr., in 7 of his last 8 games, has reached base safely multiple times, recorded a hit, and scored a run. He crossed the plate 3 times yesterday, recorded 2 hits, and walked twice. The 3-0. Ball 4 high and inside. It's a 4-pitch walk to the Rutgers Scarlet Knight, and Kingsport books a pair of walks offensively to begin tonight's game. Now mound visit from pitching coach Justin Thomas. How about that? 9 pitches, 1 strike from Brandon Arnold. The top of the order has been phenomenal for the Axemen in recent games. Since losing 12 of 13, the Axemen have won 3 straight by a combined score of 25-8. Yesterday, the top 3 batters in the Kingsport order went a combined 3-for-6 with a double, 9 walks, 2 RBIs, and 6 runs scored. So far tonight, 0-for-0 with a pair of walks. Devin Zyras had his best game of the season offensively in yesterday's 10-0 victory in his first 3-hit performance. Johnson Jr. on first, Campos on second base. First pitch to Zyras is in for a called strike. Last night, Zyras went 3-for-4 with a pair of doubles, a walk, 3 RBIs, and a run scored. Johnson Jr. on first base, Campos leads off second. The 0-1, low and inside. Zyras has reached base safely 35 times in his last 67 plate appearances, which is an incredible 522 on-base percentage. The 1-1, cut and a miss. When hitting with fewer than 2 outs, Zyras is 20-for-58, batting .345 with 10 of his 14 extra base hits. The ball and 2 strikes. Arnold checks back on Campos, fires home. Line drive, base hit into right field. Campos advances to third base, Johnson Jr. to second, and it loads the bases for Cal Sefcik. Cal Sefcik enters tonight on a league-best 8-game hit streak, a league-best 6-game runs batted in streak, and a league-best 4-game extra base hit streak. Bases loaded, nobody out, and a scoreless game in the top of the first inning. Zyras on first, Johnson Jr. on second, Campos on third. First pitch to Sefcik is watch for a ball low and away. On his 8-game hit streak, Sefcik is 14-for-29, batting .483, with a pair of doubles, a triple, 3 home runs, 13 RBIs, and 9 runs scored. The 1-0, outside ball 2. Sefcik yesterday went 1-for-4 with a double, a pair of RBIs, a run scored, and a strikeout. Arnold from the stretch position hurls home the 2-0. Watch for a called strike. Johnson Jr. and Campos both walked and Zyras singled. The 2-1. Downstairs, ball 3. Hitters count for Sefcik. The 3-1. Sefcik smashes it into left field for a base hit. Campos scores. Johnson Jr. advances to third base. Zyras to second. It's an RBI single for Cal Sefcik, and Kingsport leads 1-0. Sefcik extends his league-best RBI streak to 7 games. Bases loaded, nobody out for Tyler Myatt. First pitch is watched for a called strike. Sefcik is the runner on first. Zyras on second. Johnson Jr. on third base. Sefcik and Zyras both singled and Johnson Jr. walked. Last night, Myatt recorded a pinch hit single in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 0-1, low and inside. Nine of Myatt's 13 hits have come with runners on, including one yesterday. He singled with a runner on first. The 1-1, cut and a miss, strike two. In his last 6 games played, Myatt is 6-for-20, batting .300 with 2 RBIs. In his previous 16 games, Myatt went 4-for-46, batting .87 with 1 RBI. The 1-2. Myatt fouls it off the home plate netting. When batting with runners on this season, Myatt is 9-for-34, batting .265. Compared to batting with the bases empty, it's 4-for-38, batting .105. A ball and 2 strikes. Arnold fires home. Ball 2 outside, and the count is square on Myatt. Arnold is still searching for his first out. Each of the first 4 Kingsport batters reach base safely. A pair of walks and a pair of singles. The square count offering from Arnold. Strike 3 call. Knight is out on strikes. That's the first out of the game. Kingsport 1, Bluefield 0 in the top of the first inning. The bases remain occupied with one out for Jack Torbett. In one at-bat this season with the bases loaded, Torbett recorded a 2-RBI single. First offering. Ball upstairs. Torbett started the year 2-for-10, but is since 4-for-8 with 5 RBIs. Yesterday, he went 1-for-3 with an RBI, 2 stolen bases. The 1-0, cut and a miss. In his last 2 games, Torbett is 4-for-6 with 5 RBIs, hitting with runners in scoring position. In the previous 3, he went 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts. The 1-1, strike 2 call. Jack Torbett has 6 hits and 18 at-bats, hitting .333. A ball and 2 strikes. The pitch. Torbett thumps it into deep left field. Wright going back. He makes the catch in front of the warning track, but Johnson Jr. tags up from third base and scores on a Jack Torbett RBI sacrifice fly. Kingsport has an early 2-0 advantage. Runners on first and second, 2 outs for Nico Newhan. Sefcik on first base, Zyras on second. Arnold from the stretch position. Comes home with the first offering. Strike 1 call. Last night, Nico Newhan went 0-for-4 with an RBI walk and 2 strikeouts. When batting with runners in scoring position and 2 outs, Newhan is 7-for-20 with 10 of his 15 RBIs. The 0-1, downstairs in the dirt, kept in front by English. Newhan doubled 3 times in his first 87 at-bats, but has since doubled 4 times in his last 38 ABs. Sefcik on first base, Zyras on second. The 1-1. New hand, chops it to first base. Stanzioni charging in, collects it, and he tosses it to the pitcher Arnold, who steps on the bag for the half inning ending out. But the Axemen bring home a pair. A Cal Sefcik RBI single, a Jack Torbett RBI sac fly. Arnold threw 31 pitches, 15 were strikes in the first inning. Due up in the bottom of the first for the Ridge Runners to face Drew Hoover, Trey Keels, Nick English, and Alex Merritt. Bottom of the first coming up next, Drew Hoover and the Axemen take the field.
Sausage that's lasted almost a century, using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
This is the defensive alignment for the Kingsport Axemen. Starting pitcher, Drew Hoover. The catcher, Thatcher Poteet. At first base, Devin Zyrus. Second baseman, Jack Torbett. At the hot corner, Cal Sefcik. At shortstop, Nico Newhan. Then in the outfield from left field to right, R.J. Johnson Jr., Tyree Jackson, and Josh Campos. Drew Hoover in his last four starts has thrown a first pitch strike to just 33 of his 67 batters faced, which is just below 50%. He's 0-3 overall with a 4.28 ERA. His first pitch to Keels. Strike call. Hoover tonight makes his team-leading eighth start of the season, looking for his first victory. The 0-1. Missed outside. Kingsport 2, Bluefield 0, and the bottom of the first inning. The Axemen look to win their fourth straight game. The 1-1. Lifted high in the air to center field. Tyree Jackson drifting back. And he makes the catch for the first out in the bottom half of the first inning. Base is empty, one out for Nick English. Did not play in yesterday's game. Overall, 17 for 63, batting 270. First offered from Hoover. Tails outside, ball one. English has 17 hits and 63 at-bats, four doubles, two home runs. He's driven in seven runs and scored 11 times. The 1-0, cut and a miss. From the windup, Hoover comes home with the 1-1. Just missed inside. Elizabethton leads Johnson City 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the River Riders have runners on the corners with two outs. The 2-1 from Hoover. Tails low and away. Hoover, in 27 and two-thirds innings pitched, has allowed 15 runs, 13 earned on 26 hits, 20 walks, 27 strikeouts. The 3-1. Lifted into center field. Tyree Jackson makes the catch. And he has a pair of putouts to begin the bottom of the first inning. Quick two outs from Drew Hoover. Brings up Alex Merritt. Yesterday went 1-for-3 with a strikeout. First offering from Hoover is a ball outside. Merritt overall is 22-for-89 with 9 extra base hits, but he has struck out 39 times. The 1-0. Cut and a miss. Drew Hoover looks to complete a perfect first inning. The 1-1. Ball in the dirt, and that trickles past Thatcher Poteet and rolls into the Kingsport dugout. That took quite a bizarre ride from the arm of Hoover all the way into the Kingsport dugout. Two balls and a strike. Hoover delivers home. Missed upstairs. Hoover has thrown 12 pitches, 7 balls, 5 strikes. The 3-1. Cut and a miss, strike 2, and the count is full on Merritt. Full count, 2 outs. The payoff from Hoover. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! Drew Hoover completes a perfect first inning on 14 total pitches. A flyout, a lineout, and a strikeout. To the top of the second inning on 7-inning Sunday, Kingsport 2, Bluefield nada. Two up for the Axemen, Thatcher Poteet, Tyree Jackson, and then to the top of the order, Josh Campos. 8-9-1 batters when we come back.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
More good news coming out of Elizabethton. The River Riders lead the Doughboys 5-2. What this means, at the very moment, Kingsport is in line to be within one game of second place after tonight entering the All-Star break. Brandon Arnold is back on the hill for the Ridge Runners. A very tough first inning for him. Allowed 2 earned runs on 2 hits, 2 walks. First pitch to Poteet is in for a called strike. Thatcher Poteet is 1 for his first 13 at-bats with 3 strikeouts. He went 0-for-3 with 1 strikeout in 3 of his first 4 games. But he's been putting the ball in play. The 0-1, strike 2 call. He's batting 77, yet to drive in a run and yet to score. 2-0 Axemen in the top of the second inning. Bases empty, nobody out. The 0-2. High and outside. One ball and two strikes. The 8-9-1 batters due up for the Axemen. The pitch. Hit Poteet on the back, and he will reach on a 2-strike HBP. The leadoff batter has reached base safely in the first 2 frames for the Axemen. Runner on first, nobody out for Tyree Jackson. Yesterday, he was the only Kingsport batter who did not reach base safely. Went 0 for 4 with one strikeout. He lays down a bunt, pulls back, and it's a ball high and inside. Throw back to first from the catcher, English, is late. Jackson has 30 hits and 113 at-bats, batting .265 with 8 runs batted in and 14 runs scored. He is tied for second on the team with 10 stolen bases. The 1-0. Jackson pulls back on the bunt, and it's a called strike anyway. Ball and a strike. Tyree Jackson in his first 14 games went 11 for 49, batting .224. In his last 17 games, he's hitting .297. Arnold throws back to first. Poteet slides in safely. Two of Jackson's first 19 hits were for extra bases. Since then, four of his last nine have been doubles. The 1-1. High and inside, and Jackson is ahead in the count. Kingsport has two runs on two hits. Bluefield, no runs, and they've yet to reach base. Throw back to first again from Arnold. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. High and outside, ball three. Yesterday, the Axemen walked a single-game season high 12 times. The previous high was 9. That was back on June 15th against Greenville. The 3-1. Strike two call, and the count is full. Already tonight, the Axemen have two walks offensively, and those were the first two batters of the game, Campos and Johnson Jr. Throw back to first again. Poteet slides in safely. Full count, nobody out. The payoff. Ball four up and in. Tyree Jackson walks on six pitches, and the Axemen have runners on first and second with nobody out for the second straight inning. Speaking of walks, Josh Campos has done that in six straight plate appearances. Jackson on first base, Poteet on second. First pitch is in for a called strike. Campos tonight walked, stole a base, and scored a run in the top of the first inning. No balls and a strike. The pitch, outside. And you know what that means? With a ball on that pitch, Josh Campos, in 29 plate appearances, is yet to face an 0-2 count. The 1-1 from Arnold. Low and outside, kept in front by English. Campos has Division I level plate discipline. He has been a fantastic addition to the Axemen, offensively and defensively. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Strike two call, and the count is square. Tyree Jackson on first base. He walked on six pitches. Thatcher Poteet on second. He was hit by the fourth pitch of his plate appearance. The 2-2. Campos grounds it to third, collected by Smith. Throw to second in time. Throw to first is scooped up, but it's late. Campos reaches on a fielder's choice. And now the Axemen have runners on the corners. Thatcher Poteet was able to advance to third. And there was a chance that could have been a triple play, because Smith could have tagged out Poteet, thrown to second for the out, and then throw to first was just late. Johnson Jr. tonight walked and scored in the top of the first inning. He has scored in 8 of his last 9 games. First pitch is a ball high and inside. Kingsport 2, Bluefield 0 in the top of the second inning. Campos on first base. Poteet, the runner, on third. The 1-0. Johnson Jr. pops it up. Behind home plate, catcher English going after it, and he makes the catch. Nice play. The Axemen have runners on the corners with two outs for Devin Zyrus. When batting with runners in scoring position and two outs, Zyrus is 4-for-16 with a double, a home run, and six RBIs. First offering from Arnold is a ball low and inside. Zyrus is 1-for-1 tonight, and he was stranded on second base to end the top of the first inning. He now leads all qualified Axemen batters with a 3.05 average. The 1-0. Zyrus belts it foul down the left field line, and that might hit a car. Just missed it. A ball and a strike on Devin Zyrus.
The pitch.
High and inside, ball two. Going back to last night, Zyrus is 4-for-5 at-bats with two doubles and three RBIs. The 2-1. Zyrus grounds it foul, first base side. Square count, two outs, runners on the corners. The 2-2. Zyrus grounds it to the second baseman, Martin, who fields it cleanly, and he slips in the wet outfield, and Thatcher Poteet will score on a Devin Zyrus two-out, two-strike RBI single. And the Axemen have a 3-0 advantage. There was rain earlier tonight. That did not help. Now mound visit from manager Drew Doche. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 0. And the Ridge Runners have made a pitching change early. Now throwing for the Ridge Runners, Sean Parnell. Parnell, 5'11", 205 pounds from Canton, Ohio. And he attends Cincinnati. How about this? A Cincinnati pitcher and a Cincinnati batter. I doubt Sefcik even knows. I doubt they even know each other because Sefcik just transferred to Cincinnati. And Sean Parnell just finished up his redshirt freshman year with the Bearcats. What I've learned so far this summer is that Indiana fans and Alabama fans have to be very upset losing Swinney and Sefcik respectively. Final line for Arnold, who is responsible for both runners on base. In an inning and two-thirds, allowed 3 earned runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, and a strikeout. Entering tonight, Arnold allowed 1 earned run in 13 innings pitched. Runners on first and second, 2 outs for Cal Sefcik. Zyrus on first base, Campos on second. First pitch from Parnell is skied high in the air to deep right field, but it'll go foul. Close to home run distance from Sefcik. This is the first time this season that Cal Sefcik, a Cincinnati Bearcat himself, will face a Cincinnati pitcher. The 0-1, low and away. Kingsport scored 2 in the first inning and 1 so far in the second. Last night, the Axemen scored in 5 of 8 offensive innings. The 1-1. Sefcik grounds it to third. Smith charging in, makes the play. Throw to first is on the money for the out. That ends the top of the second inning, but the Axemen extend their lead to 3 on a Devin Zyrus RBI single. One run on 1 hit, 2 left on base. To the bottom of the second inning, Drew Hoover looks to continue his perfect outing. He'll face the middle of the order. Smith, Wright, and Brown when we come back.
TO08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Elizabethton 5, Johnson City 2, and the bottom of the sixth inning of 7-inning Sunday. The Axemen on pace to be within a game of second place after tonight. The playoff push is for real, y'all. Drew Hoover threw a perfect first inning on 14 pitches, a flyout and a lineout to the center fielder Jackson, and then struck out Merritt swinging. Noah Smith was out of the lineup yesterday, and boy, did they need him. Smith leads the club in qualified batting average with .314. He's in the 2020 club with 23 RBIs and 21 runs scored. First pitch from Drew Hoover. Strike one call. I had a neighbor who played basketball at Air Force Academy, and he said he was a 20-20 kind of guy, but not 20 points and 20 rebounds as the 0-1. Is skied high in the air to left field. R.J. Johnson Jr. is under it. And he makes the catch. 4 up, 4 down for Drew Hoover. He said he would only go in the game if they were up by 20 or down by 20, which I thought was funny. So base is empty, 1 out for Alex Wright, who was also not in the lineup yesterday, and they needed him too because he leads the club in RBIs with 27. First pitch from Hoover is watched for a called strike. Hoover looks to record his first win of the year. It's his 8th start. He just hasn't gotten much run support throughout the year, but 3 already surpasses his average as there's a strike 2 call. Entering tonight, Hoover in 7 starts gets 2.57 runs of support per game, which just isn't enough. And when Hoover starts, the Axemen are 1-6. And again, it's not his fault. It's just that when he pitches, for some reason, the offense hadn't been doing well. But tonight, they're off to a fantastic start. The 0-2. Strike 3 call. Hoo-ah! Drew Hoover punches out Alex Wright on 3 pitches looking. And the ETSU Buccaneer has a pair of Ks. Bases empty, 2 outs for Jaden Brown. He went 1-for-3 with a strikeout yesterday. First offering from Hoover is a ball high and outside. Last night, the Ridge Runners did not have a single plate appearance with a runner in scoring position. The 1-0 outside. Brown this season is 18-for-98 with 5 home runs, but he has struck out 40 times. He's batting 184 with 15 runs batted in and 15 runs scored. The 2-0, ball 3 high and away. So Elizabethan will have a 4-run cushion entering the top of the 7th inning. 3 balls and no strikes. The pitch. Ball 4 outside, and the Ridge Runners have their first base runner of the game. A 2-out, 4-pitch walk from Brown. Runner on first, 2 outs for Joe Stanzioni. Brown leads off first base. Hoover deals home. Strike one call. It's funny because Stanzioni has the same walk-up song as Joseph DeLonzo of Burlington. And, of course, very Italian names, Stanzioni and DeLonzo. They have the same walk-up song as next pitch is skied foul and out of play. It's called Luna Mezza Mare. It's a very famous song that is actually sung in The Godfather. It's by Lou Monte. At the wedding scene, one of the more classic parts of that film. The 0-2, ball low and away. In fact, I know the grandson of the old man who sings in that scene. A ball and 2 strikes. The pitch, low and in. Have not completed the Godfather trilogy, but from what I've heard, no need to. Runner on first, 2 outs. Hoover throws back. Stanzioni yesterday went 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. He's batting 176 with 13 RBIs and 8 runs scored. Hoover from the stretch. Fires home the 2-2. Popped up. Shortstop Nico Newhan is under it. And he makes the inning-ending catch. Drew Hoover books a pair of scoreless frames. Entering the third inning, Axemen 3, Ridge Runner 0. Hoover threw 14 pitches in the first inning. How about 14 pitches in the second inning? Two up in the top of the third, Myatt, Torbett, Newhan. 5, 6, 7 batters when we come back.
Tennessee State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Well, this season, the Axemen are outscoring the Ridge Runners 13-0 and out-hitting them 14-3. If that doesn't spell dominance, I don't know what does. Tyler Myatt tonight is 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking. He has a hit in 5 of his last 6 games. Including a pinch hit single yesterday. Only had 1 plate appearance, but made the most of it. First offering from Parnell. Cut and a miss. Sean Parnell from Canton, Ohio, which is where the Professional Football Hall of Fame is located. Also happens to be the worst state ever. The 0-1. Myatt swings and misses. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. The pitch. Ball outside. Parnell hurls home the 1-2. Missed upstairs, and the count is square on Myatt. Parnell relieved Arnold early in the game. Arnold only recorded 5 outs. The 2-2. High and inside, ball 3, and the count is full. Payoff pitch. Ball 4, low and away, and Tyler Myatt books a leadoff walk. And each of the first 3 Axman leadoff hitters have reached base safely on a free pass. A Campos walk, a Poteet hit by pitch, and a Myatt walk. Runner on first, nobody out for Jack Torbett. RBI sacrifice fly in his first plate appearance. He takes the ball 1 up and in. Torbett has now driven in 6 runs in his last 2 games and counting. The 1-0, high and outside. And when I say 2 games and counting, this being the 3rd in that stretch. Hitters count for Torbett. Myatt leads off first base. The 2-0, downstairs, ball 3. Torbett is 4 for his last 8 at-bats with 6 RBIs. The 3-0. Torbett swings and pops it up foul behind home plate. Catcher English going after it, and he makes the catch. Now, honestly, I don't mind the swing at the 3-0 pitch there. I just think that it was an unfortunate result. That's... don't mind it at all. Runner on first, 1 out for Nico Newhan. First pitch is watched for a called strike. Elizabethan has defeated Johnson City. It is official. The Axemen are a game and a half back from second place. The 0-1. Newhan rips it right to the third baseman, Smith, who makes the catch. Web gem for Noah Smith, and Newhan lines out. Runner on first, 2 outs for Thatcher Poteet. Was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance and scored his first run of the year on a Zyrus RBI single. Poteet watches a first pitch strike. No balls and a strike. The pitch, low and away. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 0 in the top of the 3rd inning. Even count on Thatcher, the catcher, Poteet. The 1-1. Strike 2 call. The 1-2, ball 2, low and outside, and the count is square. Kingsport in the third inning this year has been outscored by 19 runs. It has been their worst inning. The 2-2. Ball three, low and outside. Fills up the count on Poteet, and with two outs, the runner on first, Tyler Myatt, will take off as soon as the payoff pitch is delivered. The full count offering from Parnell. Ball four downstairs. It's a two-out, two-strike walk for Thatcher Poteet, and the Axemen have runners on first and second. Tyree Jackson comes up to bat. Walked in his first plate appearance. Poteet on first base, Myatt on second. First pitch to Jackson is a ball low and outside. When batting with runners in scoring position, Jackson is 8 for 27 with 7 of his 8 RBIs, 3 walks, and 9 strikeouts. The 1-0. Downstairs, ball two. Jackson makes his 31st start of the season tonight and is 18th in center field. Hitters count. The 2-0. Strike one call. Tyree Jackson is fifth on the team with 6 extra base hits. He's doubled 5 times and homered once. The 2-1. Strike call two. Two balls, two strikes. Poteet on first base, Myatt on second. Parnell looks back at Myatt. Comes home. Strike three call. The Axemen are held off the board for the first time tonight. They leave two on base. And the Axemen have stranded two runners on base in each of the first three innings. To the bottom of the third, Axemen 3, Ridge Runner 0. Due up for Bluefield, Ben Martin, Chaz Grossington, and then the leadoff man, Trey Keels. When we come back, Drew Hoover, hitless and scoreless through two innings, returns to the mound.
At East Tennessee State University, classrooms extend far beyond the walls of our campus. You'll be part of an energized community focused on improving the quality of life for people in our region and around the world. Participate in hands-on learning experiences in over 160 academic programs that provide you with knowledge and skills you need to build the future you want. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Welcome back to Bluefield, Virginia at Bowen Field. Home of the Bluefield University Rams as well as the Bluefield Ridge Runners. This stadium opened in 1939. It's been 85 years. Capacity of 2,000. It's funny because the stadium is located in Bluefield, West Virginia, or it's operated by West Virginia but located in Virginia. First offering from Hoover, swing and a miss. Ben Martin was out of the lineup yesterday. He's 5 for 22 this season, batting .227. The 0-1, high and outside. Hoover threw 14 pitches in each of his first two completed innings. 7 strikes in the first inning, 8 strikes in the second. The 1-1. Called strike two. Awesome. Ball and two strikes. The pitch. Ball outside. Yesterday, Dylan Loy had the best start of any Axman pitcher this season. Seven scoreless innings, no walks, four strikeouts. The 2-2, tails outside, full count. And the night before that, Liam McCallum threw five scoreless frames. And the night before that, Golston threw six innings and allowed four runs in a win. The payoff from Hoover. Downstairs, ball four, and it's a leadoff walk for Martin. Runner on first, nobody out for Chaz Grossington. Yesterday, he was the only Bluefield batter to record four plate appearances out of the leadoff spot, and he went hitless in four at-bats with a strikeout. He takes a first-pitch strike. Hoover throws back to the first baseman, Zyrus. Danville hit a walk-off three-run home run to beat Greenville just a few moments ago. The 0-1. Ground ball fouled third base side. So what that means is that everybody in front of the Axemen is losing. Now, Greenville will most likely clinch the division within the next few games. And it's just a battle between the Axemen and Doughboys for second place. Hoover has thrown 36 pitches, 19 strikes. The 0-2. Ground ball up the middle. And Torbett could not make the backhand play, and it rolls slowly into center field, giving Martin the chance to advance to third base. And it's a single for Chaz Grossington, which gives the Ridge Runners runners on the corners. Back to the top of the order. Runners on the corners. Nobody out for Trey Keels, who is 0-for-1 with a flyout to the center fielder, Tyree Jackson. First offering from Hoover. Just missed inside. Leadoff walk from Ben Martin and then a Chaz Grossington single. Next pitch is a ball in the dirt, and it skips to the left of Poteet, giving Grossington second base. And now the Ridge Runners eliminate the force out and have two runners in scoring position. Two balls and no strikes for Trey Keels. The pitch. Fouled back. Two balls and a strike on Trey Keels. Grossington, the runner on second base, Martin on third. The pitch, tails outside, ball three. And Hoover is one ball away from loading the bases and putting the go-ahead run at the plate in Nick English. Hoover looks to settle down. He comes set. Hurls home the 3-1. Cut and a miss, strike two, and the count is full. Full count, nobody out for Trey Keels. The payoff. Ball four, high and outside. And the Ridge Runners have loaded the bases with nobody out. And now a mound visit from catcher Thatcher Poteet. When batting with the bases loaded this season, Nick English is 0-for-1 with an RBI walk and a strikeout. As a team, Bluefield batting with the bases loaded is 8-for-47, batting 170 with 12 walks and 13 strikeouts. They've not done too well with the bases occupied. Keels on first, Grossington on second, Martin on third. First offering is a ball high and outside to English, who is 0-for-1 with a line out to the center fielder, Tyree Jackson. The 1-0 popped up. First baseman Devin Zyrus makes the catch in front of the pitcher's mound for the first out in the bottom of the third inning. A much needed out for the Axemen. Alex Merritt this season hitting with the bases loaded is 1-for-3 with 4 RBIs. He looks to avoid grounding into an inning-ending double play. First offering from Hoover. Low and inside, and it skipped past Poteet, but not far enough. Again, this Bluefield backstop has the furthest distance from home plate in the league. In 11 completed offensive half innings for the Ridge Runners, they have scored no runs against the Axemen, but they're threatening with the bases loaded and one out in the bottom of the third. The 1-0. Missed inside. Alex Merritt is 0-for-1 tonight with an inning-ending swinging strikeout that came in the bottom of the first inning. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Hoover in 2 1/3 innings pitched has allowed no runs on 1 hit, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. He's also thrown a wild pitch. The 2-1, cut and a miss, strike 2. And Hoover has battled back, down 2-0 to even up the count. The 2-2, missed high and inside. Full count with the bases loaded for Alex Merritt. Pivotal pitch upcoming from Drew Hoover. The payoff. Ball four, high and inside. Alex Merritt's RBI walk scores Martin, and the Ridge Runners are on the board. It's 3-1 Kingsport. And now a mound visit from pitching coach Josh Lucas. Thank you. Bases loaded, one out for the cleanup batter, Noah Smith. First pitch is a ball low and outside. Alex Merritt's RBI walk puts him at first base. Keels is on second, and Grossington is on third. The bases remain occupied. Tying run at second base. The 1-0. Foul back. Smith is 0 for 1 with a leadoff flyout to the left fielder, Johnson Jr. Of Smith's 37 hits this season, which lead the team, only 6 have been for extra bases. The 1-1. Half swing and a miss, and Poteet will keep the ball in front. A ball and two strikes is the count on Noah Smith. Hoover looks to preserve a multi-run Axeman lead entering the fourth inning. The pitch. Fouled off the home plate netting. Hoover threw 28 combined pitches through the first two innings. This will be the 28th of the third inning. The 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Drew Hoover punches out Smith swinging, and that is the third strikeout for the ETSU Buccaneer. Bases loaded, two outs now for Alex Wright, who was 0 for 1 with a strikeout looking. And back in the bottom of the second inning. First offering, ground ball to first base, collected by Zyrus. He tosses it to Hoover, who steps on the bag in time for the inning ending out. Bluefield started the inning with bases loaded and nobody out, only brought home one run. To the fourth inning, Kingsport 3, Bluefield 1. Two up for the Axemen. Top of the order. Josh Campos, R.J. Johnson Jr., and Devin Zyrus, when we return, the Axemen look to regain the three-run lead.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com. Join us
now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Sean Parnell returns to the mound for the Ridge Runners in an inning and a third of relief. He's allowed no runs on no hits, two walks, and a strikeout. Overcast skies in Bluefield. Gloomy night. Kingsport has stranded two runs in each of the first three innings, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. It means that they're getting runners on because they've scored three. Now, if they had no runs, then it would be a problem. Josh Campos due up. He's 0 for 1 with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. He has walked in six of his last seven plate appearances. First pitch from Parnell is a ball low and inside. That is now 30 plate appearances for Campos this season without facing an 0-2 count.
The 1-0. Strike call. And time is called by home plate umpire David Ortiz. And around the bases, Jalen Jarvis. Campos may be batting 158, but he has a 448 on base percentage. That's the more important stat. The 1-1. Strike two call. And Campos was not happy about that. Doesn't matter how you get on base. Just matters if you get on base. The 1-2. Campos chops it foul, third base side. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 1 in the top of the fourth inning. Seven-inning Sunday from Bowen Field in Bluefield, Virginia. The 1-2 again. Ball two, low and away. The 2-2. Campos softly lines it, and it's caught by the first baseman Stanzioni for the out. It was a really awkward hit off the bat. But it's a slow line out to Stanzioni, and now the Yaksmen have bases empty with one out for R.J. Johnson Jr. First offering is a strike call. Johnson Jr. tonight is 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. He was brought home on the Jack Torbett RBI sacrifice fly, which is at the moment the game-winning RBI. The 0-1. Cut and a miss, strike two. The 0-2 popped up. Shortstop Grossington under it, and he makes the catch. Two quick outs from Parnell to begin the fourth inning. Nobody on, two outs for Devin Zyrus, who was 5 for his last 6 at-bats with 4 RBIs. Back-to-back multi-hit games for Zyrus. First offering is a strike call. Tonight he is 2 for 2 with a pair of singles. One was an infield base hit that scored Thatcher Poteet. The 0-1. Foul tip. Kingsport has 3 runs on 3 hits. Bluefield with 1 run on 1 hit. What a response it has been from the Axemen. Since losing 8 straight, have won 3 in a row and lead by multiple runs in the fourth inning of a 7-inning game. The 0-2 outside. Ball and 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and it's a perfect fourth inning for Parnell. First time tonight the Axemen not only didn't have a base runner, didn't have multiple base runners. To the bottom of the fourth inning, halfway done with tonight's game, Jaden Brown, Joe Stanzioni, and Ben Martin, 6-7-8 hitters, will come up to bat to face Drew Hoover when we return. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision,
So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Hepner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Hepner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That is 423-247-6151 for Josh Hepner, attorney at law. Carson Clark is the new pitcher for the Axemen. First offering is a called strike. Final line for Drew Hoover. In three innings, he allowed an earned run on one hit, four walks, and three strikeouts. Surprising to see him exit the game so early. Only had thrown 55 pitches. But Carson Clark has been a reliable arm as of recently for the Axemen. The 1-1. Cut and a miss, strike two. Clark in his first two innings allowed five earned runs, but since then he has allowed three earned runs in 8 1/3 innings pitched. The 1-2, fouled back. Clark in his last outing on July 16th versus Burlington recorded 9 outs on 10 batters faced, and he retired 5 straight hitters to finish his outing. He has also walked just 5 of 52 batters faced. The 1-2 again. Blooped into shallow right center field. Josh Campos is there, and he makes the catch. One down in the bottom of the fourth inning. Stanzioni is 0-for-1 with an inning-ending pop-out. That was to the left fielder, R.J. Johnson, Jr., so more like a fly-out as the first offering is a ball outside. The 1-0. Ground ball to shortstop, scooped up by Newhan. Throw to first is high, but Zyrus makes the catch and steps on the bag for the out. Zyrus committed to play baseball at Eastern Michigan, but he may be a wide receiver in the future. Bases empty, 2 outs for Ben Martin. First pitch called strike from Clark. So Drew Hoover will finish with a no decision. And then Ridge Runner's starting pitcher, Brandon Arnold, is in line for the loss. The 0-1. Ball in the dirt, low and inside. The Axemen have a 2-run lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. 7-inning Sunday from Bowen Field. The 1-1. Chopper to third, gloved by Sefcik, and he throws a laser to first base for the inning ending out. It's a perfect fourth inning for Carson Clark. To the fifth inning, Axemen 3, Ridge Runners 1. T. 10-pitch fourth inning from Clark. Seven strikes. Due up the middle of the order, Sefcik, who just made the play at third base, Myatt and Torbett when we come back. Fans, make sure to stop by the concession stands at Hunter Wright Stadium to get yourself an Elm Hill hot dog. It is the only hot dog made in Tennessee. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. The Axemen have just two true home games left. They're both against Bluefield. They come on July 29th and July 31st. Now pitching for the Ridge Runner, Sam Roberts. He's from South Jordan, Utah, and he transferred from Kansas State to North Dakota State. Well, I've never been to a Kansas State sporting event, but I have been to a North Dakota State men's basketball game, and it wasn't just an ordinary basketball game. It was the first round of the NCAA tournament. Zion Williamson, R.J. Barron, and Cam Reddish, the big three, for the one-seeded Duke Blue Devils, vanquished the Bison. Final score of that game was 85-62. R.J. Barrett and Williamson each scored 25 or more points, and then Reddish had 12. It was just complete domination from Duke. The middle of the order is due up for the Axemen. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 1. Cal Sefcik tonight is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. He has now driven in a run in 7 straight games and has recorded a hit in 8 straight games, another 9 straight games. But he looks to extend his league-best extra base hit streak to 5 games. His only hit last night was a double. Sam Roberts comes in to relieve Sean Parnell. His first pitch. Low and inside, ball one. Final line for Parnell in two and a third scoreless innings. No runs, no hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. The 1-0. Strike one call. Sefcik is batting .299, looking to get north of .300 with a base hit in this at-bat. The 1-1. Outside, ball two. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Low and inside, ball three, and it was dropped by the catcher, English. With a win over Bluefield tonight, the Axemen would have the same record as the Ridge Runners at 19-21. Hitters count for Sefcik. The 3-1. Pops it up foul behind home plate, and it fills up the count. Well, considering the fact that the Axemen started the year 15-21 and the Ridge Runners were 19-13, that would be impressive for the Axemen. Payoff pitch. Sefcik pops it up foul, out of play, first base side. Sefcik will face at least 7 pitches in this plate appearance as time is called by home plate umpire Ortiz. The second payoff pitch and 7th offering. Sefcik grounds it back to the pitcher who couldn't make the play, but charging in Martin from second base throws the first in time for the out. And it's a leadoff ground out for Sefcik. Bang, bang play. Base is empty, 1 out for Tyler Myatt. He led off with a walk in his last plate appearance in the 3rd inning and was stranded on second base. Roberts' first pitch is low and outside. The 1-0. Strike one call. Ball and a strike. The pitch. Low and inside. The Axemen scored two runs in the first inning, one in the second, and Bluefield responded with one run in the bottom of the third inning. But the Ridge Runners definitely wanted more because they started that with the bases loaded and nobody out. The 2-1. Cut and a miss. Square count. The 2-2. Low and away, ball three. Payoff pitch from Roberts. Swing and a miss. Hyde is out on strikes for the second time tonight. Nobody on, two outs for Jack Torbett. He's 0 for 1 with an RBI sac fly. First pitch, ground ball to shortstop, collected by Grossington. Throw to first is in time for the half inning ending out. His foot was barely on the bag. It's a perfect fifth inning for Sam Roberts. Back-to-back perfect frames for the Bluefield defense. To the bottom of the fifth inning. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 1. Grossington, who just made the play, keels in English. 9-1, two batters due up for the Ridge Runners to face Carson Clark when we come back.
At East Tennessee State University, classrooms extend far beyond the walls of our campus. You'll be part of an energized community focused on improving the quality of life for people in our region and around the world. Participate in hands-on learning experiences in over 160 academic programs that provide you with knowledge and skills you need to build the future you want. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Axman with a two-run cushion, and that third run was, it really would not have happened if it didn't rain earlier, because it was a routine ground ball to second base, fielded by Martin, and then he slipped on the throw. So it was ruled an infield single for Zyrus that drove home Poteet, but it was really unfortunate for Martin because of the field conditions preventing him from just making the routine play. Chaz Grossington is 1 for 1. He is responsible for Bluefield's only hit. Carson Clark returns to the hill. A 10-pitch perfect inning from him in the fourth inning. First pitch called, strike to Grossington. The 0-1. Tails high. One ball, one strike on Grossington. The pitch. Chopper to short. Newhand makes the backhand play. Throw to first base is offline. And Grossington will reach first base on a throwing error from Nico Newhand. A great job by the catcher, Thatcher Poteet, to back up the throw. If not, that could have been an easy two-base throwing error. Runner on first, nobody out for Trey Keels. He was 0-for-1 with a flyout and a walk. He lays down a bunt on the first pitch, and that's fouled back. Keels has 29 hits and 102 at-bats, 284 average, 11 RBIs, 28 runs scored. Grossington leads off first base. Clark from the stretch delivers home. Low and outside, 1-1 count. Clark from the stretch throws back to first base. Trey Keels goes to Miami, Ohio. The 1-1. Half swing and a miss. Strike two. Miami, Ohio, the school of Ben Roethlisberger, two-time Super Bowl champ. The 1-2 from Clark. Fouled off the home plate netting. Benjamin Harrison, of course, the president who went to Miami, Ohio. The 1-2 again, downstairs. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Grossington is the runner on first base. The pitch, lifted into right field. Campos charging in, and he makes the diving catch. Defensive play of the game from Campos. Full extension. Runner on first, one out for Nick English. First pitch called strike. English is 0-for-1. He lined out to the center fielder Jackson in the first inning and popped out to the first baseman Devin Zyras in the third inning with the bases loaded. Next offering is a ball high and outside. Clark looks back at Grossington and throws back to first base. The 1-1. Strike two call from Clark. He is dialed in tonight. The 1-2. Upstairs. Carson Clark at the moment is in line for the win. Grossington leads off first base. He takes off the 2-2, is popped up, foul ground. Catcher Thatcher Poteet will... Oh, he dropped it. He dropped it in foul ground. The count remains square on English. The second 2-2 from Clark. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah. Clark books his first K of the evening, and that's the second out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runner on first, two outs for Merritt. First pitch, ground ball to second base. Torbett scoops it and tosses it to the bag for the inning-ending force out. Ridge runners leave a runner on base. Carson Clark has recorded a pair of scoreless frames on no hits, no walks, and a strikeout. To the top of the sixth inning,
Bottom three batters due up, Newhan, Poteet, and Jackson when we come back.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us. Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Preston Martinez is now pitching for the Ridge Runners, 21-year-old from San Antonio, Texas, and he attends Kansas State. The previous pitcher, Sam Roberts, transferred from Kansas State to North Dakota State. Final line for Roberts, scoreless inning. It was perfect, and a strikeout. The Bluefield bullpen has done its job, 3 1/3 innings, no runs on no hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Just a tough start from Brandon Arnold. Preston Martinez enters his senior season in Manhattan, Kansas. Nico Newhan is due up. He is hitless in his last 6 at-bats. Tonight is 0-for-2. With a ground out and a line out. First offering from Martinez. Ball outside. Kingsport has a league best 274 batting average in the 6th inning this season. The 1-0. High and inside, chin music. The team with the second best 6th inning average is Kingsport's opponent tonight, the Bluefield Ridge Runners. And they're hitting 259, so 15 points lower. The 2-0. Inside ball 3. Since walking 3 times in his first 123 plate appearances, Newhan has walked 4 times in his last 15. The 3-0. Strike 1 call. Newhan recorded an RBI walk in yesterday's 10-0 victory. The 3-1. Strike 2 call, and the count is full. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 1 in the top of the 6th inning. Bases empty, nobody out. Payoff pitch. Strike 3 call. Newhan could not believe it. He was ready to walk to first base, but to strike 3 call, and now Newhan whispers something to Thatcher Poteet, probably helping him out with the strike zone. That's what great teammates do. First pitch to Poteet is a ball low and outside. An ordinary player would just walk back to the dugout, but Newhan saw something that felt was important enough to tell the next batter. The 1-0, swing and a miss on the high fastball. The 1-1, Poteet rounds it to shortstop. Grossington collects it and throws to first on the run for the out. Nine straight Kingsport batters have been retired, and it started with the man who comes up now, Tyree Jackson. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. He watches a first pitch ball low and outside. The 1-0. Jackson launches it high and deep to left field. Wright going back at the warning track. And he makes the catch against the wall. The farthest hit ball of the game is an out. 3 straight perfect innings for the Bluefield defense. To the bottom of the sixth, middle of the order, due up Noah Smith, Alex Wright, and Jaden Brown. Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family. Look no further than the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA. Break a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there is something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It is a place where friendships flourish and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org. Replacing Carson Clark, who is in line for the win. He threw 2 scoreless, hitless, walkless innings. Joseph Frederick's the new pitcher. Out of West Virginia. Frederick's in 3 scoreless outings has allowed 2 hits in 3 1/3 innings of work, 1 walk, and struck out 3 batters. His last outing came on July 18th versus Johnson City through a scoreless inning on 1 hit, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. Fredericks has retired 9 of 13 batters faced. He has a .9 whip, 182 opponent average, and 56.4% strike rate. But he has the tough task of dealing with the middle of the Ridge Runner order. But tonight, the 4-5-6 batters are 0 for 5 with a walk. The Ridge Runners look to climb back into this game, trailing 3-1. Joe Fredericks comes home with his first pitch. Line drive, base hit into the right center gap. And it's a leadoff single for Smith. Runner on first, nobody out for Alex Wright, who is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and an inning-ending ground out to the first baseman, Devin Zyras, which stranded the bases loaded. First pitch tails in for a called strike. Gorgeous movement from Fredericks. Noah Smith singled on the first pitch of the bottom of the sixth inning, and now it is Alex Wright. Leads the team with 27 RBIs. The 0-1. Fouled off the backstop, and that will roll back to the third baseman, Cal Sefcik. He scoops that up and flips it to the Bluefield bat boy. Kingsport has 3 runs on 3 hits. Bluefield with 1 run on 2 hits. No extra base hits in tonight's game. 5 singles, and that's it. Fredericks fires home the 0-2. Ball low and away. Kingsport has outscored its opponents by 14 runs in the sixth inning. The 1-2. Outside. The tying run at the plate is Alex Wright. Square count. Smith leads off first base. The 2-2 from Fredericks. Sky down the left field line, and that will drop foul. Would have been trouble. The count remains square on Alex Wright. The 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Fredericks punches out Alex Wright on six pitches for the first out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runner on first, one out for Jaden Brown, who is 0 for 1 with a walk. And he flew out to a diving Josh Campos his last time up. Fredericks throws back to first base. The Axemen have led from the get-go. In fact, scored their first run before the first out of the game was recorded. Opening pitch from Fredericks to Brown is in for a called strike. The 0-1. Just missed. I guess a little low and outside. I'd like to see how that looks on the game day app. They just missed it outside. Even count on Brown. The 1-1. Strike two call. Smith leads off first base, held on by Zyrus. Fredericks takes a look at him. Now hurls home. Missed low and inside, and the count is square on Jaden Brown. Back-to-back two counts, 2-2 counts faced by Ridge Runner hitters. Fredericks from the stretch position looks back at Smith. Fires home the 2-2. Swing and a miss! Hoo-ah! Fredericks punches out Brown on five pitches. And that's back-to-back strikeouts for the WVU Mountaineer. Runner on first, two outs for Joe Stanzioni, who was 0 for 2 with a pop-out and a ground-out, both to the shortstop Newhan. First pitch called strike one. No balls and a strike. And Fredericks throws back to first base. Fredericks has thrown four scoreless innings to begin his season with the Axemen. This is his fourth outing. The 0-1. Missed low and inside. Kingsport Bluefield is the only active game in the Appalachian League. It will be the final contest before the All-Star break. The 1-1. Cut and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Axemen 3, Ridge Runners 1. The pitch. Ball outside, throw down to second base, will go into center field. So Smith will steal second base and advance to third on the throwing error. Now a base hit scores home
Noah Smith, whether it's a single or an extra base knock. Two balls and two strikes on Stanzioni. Fredericks from the stretch position. Sends home the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Fredericks strikes out the side and books a scoreless sixth inning. To the seventh and final inning, Kingsport 3, Bluefield 1. Top of the order is due up for the Axemen. Campos, Johnson Jr., and Zyrus.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Keely Saint is the new pitcher for the Ridge Runners from Freeport, Bahamas, and he goes to Presbyterian. Well, Freeport has two twin cities, or twin towns / sister cities, Concord, North Carolina since 2019, and Newark, New Jersey since 1990. I've always been fascinated by the sister city thing because sometimes they're so far apart, yet they're considered sister cities. Josh Campos will lead off the seventh and final inning of tonight's game. Keely Saint, the new pitcher for the Ridge Runners. Bluefield emptying its bullpen tonight. First pitch is a ball downstairs. But why not? You have 2 days off of the All-Star break. This is the fourth relief pitcher to appear tonight. The bullpen has thrown 4 1/3 scoreless frames. The 1-0, ball in the dirt. I don't think Campos is ever going to face an 0-2 count this season. The 2-0, ball 3 low and inside. Campos tonight is 0-2 with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. Saint delivers the 3-0. Ball 4 downstairs. It is a leadoff walk for Josh Campos. And he has walked in 7 of his past 9 plate appearances and records back-to-back multi-walk games. Runner on first, nobody out for R.J. Johnson, Jr. He puts down a bunt, and it's going to roll foul down the third baseline. Johnson Jr. already has a pair of bunt singles this week. Had one against Burlington, one against Johnson City. Tonight, he is 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. He was brought home on the Jack Torbett RBI sacrifice fly, which was in the
first inning. Campos is the first Axman base runner since the third inning. The 0-1. Strike call. Johnson Jr. is batting an even 300, 15 for 50. The 0-2. Ball high and outside. First pitch tonight was scheduled for 5:30, and it came 92 minutes later at 7:02. A ball and two strikes. The pitch, foul tip back. Kingsport looks to provide insurance runs for whomever the relief pitcher is in the bottom of the seventh inning. Most likely Fredericks. The 1-2 again. Ball too low and outside. Five combined hits in this game. All singles. Campos leads off first base. The 2-2. Cut and a miss. Strike three. Johnson Jr. is punched out, and that's the first out of the seventh inning. Runner on first, one out for Devin Zyras. He's responsible for two of Kingsport's three hits and two of the game's five hits. First pitch is in for a strike call. Zyras singled in the first inning, singled again in the second, and then struck out swinging in the fourth inning. Campos leads off first base. He has already stolen a base tonight. The 0-1, cut and a miss, strike two. Zyras leads all qualified hitters on the Axman in average and OPS, 309 and 977 respectively. The 0-2, high and outside. One ball and two strikes on the Eastern Michigan Eagle. The pitch. Ball two downstairs. Zyras is tied for the team lead with 14 extra base hits, 10 doubles, a triple, and three home runs. The 2-2. Check swing, foul down the third base line. The 2-2 again. Ball three low and inside. Zyras was down in the count, no balls and two strikes, and is now ahead. The payoff from Saint. Zyras skies it foul and out of play, third base side. The third square count offering. Campos takes off, and it's a foul tip off the backstop. But Campos will return to first base. This marks the longest plate appearance from either team tonight. It will be a minimum of nine pitches between Keeley Saint and Devin Zyras. Saint throws back to first base. Up comes the third payoff pitch and ninth offering of the plate appearance. Zyras fouls it off the home plate netting. Zyras has fouled off three straight pitches. The payoff for the fourth time. Campos takes off. Strike three call. Throw down to second base. Is not in time, and Campos steals his second base of the game and his sixth of the season. Runner on second, two outs for Cal Sefcik. First pitch called strike. Now a mound visit from catcher English to the pitcher Keeley Saint. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 1 in the top of the seventh inning. No balls and a strike on Sefcik, who drove in the first run of the game. The pitch. Sefcik rips it to third base, and a backhand stop by Smith picks it up, throws to first in time for the half inning ending out. Very hard hit ball from Sefcik, but Smith makes an impressive stab at it. Kingsport scored three times in the opening two innings and then were shut out in the following five. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning of Seven Inning Sunday. 8-9-1 batters, Martin, Grossington, Trey Keels due up to face Joe Fredericks, who looks to record his first save of the season. More baseball coming up next.
TO08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
This is it. The Axemen are three outs away from recording their fourth straight win and becoming a game back from second place Johnson City. It's the final stretch of the season. After tonight, the Axemen have just seven games remaining. Ben Martin will lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. Fredericks remains on the mound. First pitch is a ball high and outside. Fredericks in one inning of scoreless baseball, allowed one hit, no walks, and struck out three batters. The 1-0. Ball two outside. The 2-0, high and outside, and the crowd is getting into it. Three balls and no strikes. The pitch, ball four, high and inside, and it's a leadoff four-pitch walk for Ben Martin. This sends up Chaz Grossington, who is 1-for-2. He has reached base twice, but safely once. Singled his first time up and then reached on a new hand throwing error in the bottom of the fifth inning. Mound visit from pitching coach Josh Lucas.
Tonight, as a pitching staff, the Axemen in six innings have allowed one run on two hits, five walks, and seven strikeouts. Three Ks from Hoover, one K from Clark, and three strikeouts from Frederick so far. Runner on first, nobody out for Chaz Grossington. First pitch is in for a called strike. Neither team has grounded into a double play tonight. The 0-1, ball one high and inside. The Axemen have bullpen action with David Ellison warming up. The 1-1, strike two call from Fredericks. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch. Skied high into left center field. Tyree Jackson drifting back. And he makes the catch for the first out in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now manager Rick Adair calls for... makes a call to the bullpen. That does it for Fredericks. He's responsible for the runner on first base. In an inning and a third, Fredericks allowed no runs on one hit, one walk, and three strikeouts. And now David Ellison will come in to close things out. Ellison in four innings has allowed six runs, five earned on seven hits, no walks, and four strikeouts. In his season debut versus Danville, Ellison retired two of nine batters faced and allowed four earned runs in the fifth inning on 31 total pitches. But since then, in his last two appearances, he has allowed one run in three complete innings. Both of his strikeouts versus Johnson City on July 19th came on three pitches in the seventh inning. 57 of his 84 pitches have been strikes, which is a solid 68% strike rate. The top of the order up to bat now, Trey Keels will face David Ellison. David Ellison throws a few more warm-up pitches. He can record his first save of the season. Five combined hits in this game and 11 combined walks. Trey Keels is up, 0 for 2 with one walk. Flew out in the first inning, flew out in the fifth inning. A double play will end tonight's game. Ellison's first pitch is a ball low and inside. Ben Martin is the runner on first base with one out in the bottom of the seventh inning of seven inning Sunday. Kingsport 3, Bluefield 1. The 1-0, laced foul and out of play.
The 1-1 from Ellison. Launched into right center field. Jackson into the gap, and now Campos will make the catch. And that's the second out in the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Axemen are one out away from winning their fourth straight game. Last chance for the Ridge Runners is Nick English, who is 0-for-3 tonight with a line-out, pop-out, and strikeout. Martin leads off first base. First pitch from Ellison is in for a called strike. No balls and a strike on Nick English. The pitch. Strike two call. Bluefield is down to its final strike. Ellison fires home. Launched into deep left field. Johnson Jr. going back at the warning track, and he makes the game-ending catch, leaping into the wall. Kingsport has won its fourth consecutive game since losing 8 in a row. Final score, Axemen 3, Ridge Runners 1. The Axemen scored 3 runs on 3 hits, made a pair of errors defensively, while the Ridge Runners scored 1 run on 2 hits, no errors in the field. Winning pitcher for the Axemen is Carson Clark. David Ellison records the save. Losing pitcher for the Ridge Runners is Brandon Arnold. Spectacular response from the Axemen following this 8-game skid. And with the win tonight, the Axemen improved to 19-21 and are now one game back from second place in the Appalachian League West. The Ridge Runners with the loss drop to 19-21. Player of the game for the Axemen, really a difficult choice, but I'd have to go with Carson Clark. Through 2 scoreless, hitless, walkless innings and recorded the win. And then the offensive player of the game would have to be Devin Zyras, 2-for-4 with an RBI. But on a night where there are only 5 combined hits, you really have to go with the pitcher for the player of the game, and that was Carson Clark. 2 days off, and then the Axemen return home to play 2 road games against Bristol as the designated visiting team. 7 games left for the Axemen. A game out of second place. It's going to be a tight race to the finish line. From Bowen Field in Bluefield, I'm Ben Slotnick. The Axemen win by 2. And are now 1 game back from second place. Good night.